what led him to going in LA with the brown bag.
Pinche maña tú, güey.
Oh, my gosh. Okay,
Trabajas todos los días.
Yeah, the mic is literally right here.
Okay, well, then do it like that.
Gosh, you're PMSing.
You are.
Taking it out on me.
Period.
Taking that on me.
Period.
You didn't even say it right.
I did.
But you understood. But you understand.
No, leave this in there. Help Kanji.
No, thank you.
All right, episode 123, the Brown Bag Podcast, powered by The Watch.
Yeah.
Watching.
All right.
And we have our baby girl that dresses us and makes us look nice when we go outside.
Yes.
To events. Boom. That's how you look all crazy saver. Before. But Bo Roses, say hi.
Hi. Where do I look?
You don't have to look. The camera will pan at you.
You came because we did a little mini photo shoot before, and then you brought me a really beautiful custom jacket that you designed. You don't just style.
No.
You designed
that's
it.
So cool. Yes.
And that's so beautiful. But when we were here, I'm like, dude, we should get Bo on to say what's up. Because we're the lowest of your clientele.
I know.
Like, it's only up from who we are.
Yeah, I don't know. Fuck.
She dresses MLB players.
Yes. I see them at the ESPYs.
Yes.
Oh. You dress, you clearly, Yaritza y su esencia. Did you style Grupo Frontera for something?
I haven't worked with Grupo Frontera yet.
Who was it? I believe you had worked with
Mario.
Mario worked with Grupo Frontera. But I work with Yaritza. I'm a costume designer. I work in movies, commercials.
That's a harder one, the movie one. Because how many photos that are not yours are of other people in your phone?
That makes sense.
I think I have like 600,000 photos
of other people.
Wow, like inspiration and stuff like that.
Inspiration.
And she has to remember.
Continuity.
Yeah. Because in movies, every time you change every little thing, I take a picture of you in case somebody loses it or you need that exact same fit 2 weeks later.
Yes.
If something gets lost, it's on her.
It's on me.
Wow.
I'm pretty good at continuity.
Yeah.
But I do have a lot of photos.
And Bo, you are 100% Mexican.
Sí, Mexicana.
Mexicana.
100%.
From San Diego, too.
I know.
Yes.
Yeah.
Sure. That's a bad thing. That's not a bad thing.
That's the only bad thing. Just kidding. No. I'm just kidding.
No, I said
that's the only bad thing. What the fuck?
What, Bo?
I was made in Mexico, raised in San Diego, and self-made in L.A.
Ooh, I like that. Girl. One time we were going to Rosarito, and we were planning. I was like, let's take Bo. And Bo's like, Leti, I can't go.
I know.
I DM'd her too.
Yeah.
She's like, I can go, but I can come back.
I know. I can't come back.
But that's beautiful to me because that's the story of so many of us, especially people that are listening and watching. And to see you get to one of the highest levels as a stylist, I didn't know any other Latina stylist before knowing who you were, Bo. Like, and I'm sure you've seen probably a rise recently, but you came up when there was like, it was just other people, other colors that were in these roles that you have.
100%. But I've been in the industry for 8-9 years.
Damn.
And I mean, I was able to work legally because of DACA.
Shout out DACA. Grateful.
Yeah.
A lot of you motherfuckers lost their fucking up doing dumb shit in the street. But the ones that still have it.
Opportunities?
The ones that still have it. I'm proud of you guys. You guys beat the odds.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. So it's great to see and even work with my Latinos, Mexicanos, de todas partes de South America, Central America. Mm-hmm. It's something that I didn't see the first few years. I think the first 5 years.
I didn't even know people were stylish. I thought that was like some white people shit growing up. Like, oh, my style.
Oh, they're changing it.
Like, yeah, they're changing it. No, I'm dead ass. Like,
and you know what's wild is that people of color have such style. They know how to put fits together because you got to be resourceful.
Yeah.
Right? You got to do what you got and make it look amazing. So I would think like there should be more of us that are in these positions. And I'm sure that's how it started for you too. Like you had to make an outfit happen. Or how did you get, because low key, I don't have it. I'm going to put on whatever's comfortable. But how do you look at something and be like, oh, I can make an outfit out of that? Even how you look at us, like you're like, okay, put this on. Or like little that's touches that you have, that's a gift that you have.
Honestly, it is. I mean, it comes very easy to me. Mm-hmm. I didn't know that it wasn't something that everybody had. And I remember growing up, like going to secondhand stores. And my mom always told me, it's not what you're wearing is how you wear it.
Yeah.
And I always made things look good. Mm-hmm. So,
I'd be mad about the fact that you have so much clothes. I wear the same jeans repeatedly weekly. So, like, if you see me at the club, I probably had those jeans on the last week.
I'm wearing the jeans Bo picked out. Yeah. Oh,
yeah. She wouldn't put it with that top, though.
I was on short note. I didn't ask her for advice for this one.
But also, there's like pros and cons to being friends with Bo. Like, I be thinking.
That she's judging you.
Because I feel like I'm getting, everything I wear is like, fucking dead.
Like, I know you saw my outfit and you were like, you could have used some necklaces. You should have stacked necklaces. Like, don't
look.
but even like when I remember when she was. So if you guys don't know, Bo styled with me and Vic for the Born and Raised event, and it was like super last minute, and that's super hard fault because Letty was definitely.
I know. Letty definitely told us like 2 weeks before,
And then we.
I told him 2 weeks before to hit you up.
Oh
yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, Ivalimo super verga, but like super fucking mama wee.
I know. I was at Nordstrom with her and little Vic, just like trying on everything in the entire store. Yeah.
And then I remember I was like, I told the homies, I was like, oh yeah, I'm getting styled. Bro, I got roasted for like a month about like, and I'm like, dick. But fool, like, I'm like, fool, people do this now, fool. Like, yeah. it's like a thing.
It's a thing. Yeah. It's not, it's just you guys. Not me. But how does it work? Like, do you go and bring them clothes or they have clothes and then you style it?
Depends what they need. Like, let's say for Vic and Duno, I just had to come up with a look. He only gave me...
One day,
same with you.
Let's fight them. Damn. Let's jump in.
Yeah. Sounds bad.
Yeah. I'm used to it, but I don't like it.
Yeah.
So okay,
she's still bold like that. And she's the sweetest person.
I know.
Look at her. She's so sweet. Look at you, Dave. I'm sorry.
I was in Bo in the middle of downtown just figuring out a fit at fucking 8 p.m. the day before.
Yeah.
And you know what's cool? That Bo can think of an outfit and then go make it.
Yes.
Yeah.
Like, that's crazy. Like, I see you trying stuff that you are, like, you design and con Don Chepe, right?
Don Chepe.
Yeah, you
that
guys.
That fool's cool as shit.
Come together with your ideas and then he makes them happen. But I see, like, that's a different type of brain mentality. Like, to be able to think of a shirt or think of an outfit and then create it.
Yeah.
You know?
It gives me so much joy to be able to recreate, reconstruct certain pieces. I mean, like, his outfit was a vintage look.
Yeah. Vintage.
I don't want to say who it belonged to.
Yeah. Facts. Don't tell you.
It's okay. Duno told everyone.
No, I didn't. I didn't, bro. That's a lie. Don't put that on me.
Another one.
Another one.
See?
Another one. Yeah.
Oh, you know what? Maybe I did, but I'm a liar.
But
I'm a liar.
We created with that, I mean, that's, I don't even know. It was like,
it was a super dope fit.
Yeah.
I know, I had the flyest fit at the party. Just saying.
And
I guess I was second flyest.
Even creating your jacket, I just got it just came to me. We were looking for colors, fabrics. And when I saw that Torker's teal, I was like, oh my god, Sagittario.
Yeah, so beautiful. We're both Sagittarius.
Yeah.
She thought of it, she's like, oh, this, and then she put like a leather with a which is
like
velvet and two-tone and crop. That doesn't just happen normally. No, like it's
we were walking, we're at Nordstrom, we're walking, we had already finished shopping, and then I literally saw a jacket, a Carhartt jacket, and it was like a workman's jacket, and then she's like, oh, hold on, wait, this, and then if we do this to it, I was like, all right, yeah, let's do it. Yeah. So we bought it, and then she made it look completely different. Put leather on it, put a buckle on it. Like, it just looks so fly.
It's really dope, yeah.
Yeah.
It's cool. Thanks, I like how you thought that we all had that too, like other people. And you're just like, you guys are just choosing to look like this? Like, don't we all have this thing? But you know, it's your thing. You know, I wanted, before you go, I wanted you to tell the crew something you were talking to me about is the finding out what colors are good for you, right? Yeah. Which is like, we're just wearing clothes. We don't know what's good, what's bad, what fits our skin tones and all of that.
I know what's
good. But definitely. Bo actually has a service. So if you're like in the LA area, you want to do this, I really suggest you hitting Bo up. I'm going to try doing this with you too, Bo.
Yeah,
where you go in and then you see, can you explain it a little bit more?
So color tones, everybody has an undertone and certain colors complement you better. Mm-hmm. So I've been getting into this because it does make a difference. It'll save you money. You'll buy just staple pieces that complements you. And either your cool or warm tone. Mm-hmm. You said you like cooler tones. Mm-hmm. And I definitely want to see if cooler tones are the ones that complement you best.
Okay, should we get each other's colors?
You don't know until like you literally puts like the tones in front of
just
you.
Just put whatever
you
makes me look skinny.
And like low-key, like we were talking about.
Black.
We were talking about the color red, right?
Yeah.
And there's cool tones of red and warm tones of red. You know, it's like sometimes we wear red and we look crazy. Mm. Sometimes red makes me feel really pale, like look really pale. But so then it's like you're tone. Like, there's a cool tone red that will fit.
100%.
Like, you don't know that.
Mm. What would a Vic's color be?
Pink.
He might be cool tone as well.
Cool, like, in what? Like, what? Like, blue? Or, like, red? Or
red is not a cool tone.
I don't...
It's okay. You have to go...
Green?
You have to go to the service. I think that would be a cool vlog location.
That would be
yeah,
cool.
Let's yeah. do it.
I shouldn't wear white? You think I shouldn't wear white?
No. Mm.
I don't like white on me.
You probably matches. Not. I wash you out.
Yeah.
Maybe like, ivory. That would ivory. Be more warmer.
Ivory.
Yeah.
I don't know what the fuck that is. Like ivory. Yeah.
Wait, hold on. Hold on. Wait, I have a question.
Go ahead.
Do you guys notice a difference? Anything different about me?
Do you notice? Are you
anybody?
For
you ask, you, everybody. We see everybody.
You said Bo.
No, everybody.
Yeah, we see you every day. You have to ask Bo.
Yeah, you have to ask
Bo. Bo, the homie got fat over the. Do you see him skinnier?
Skinnier. Yeah.
Do you see him more buff?
Hell yeah. You hear that?
Sure, yeah.
Fuck you. I'm not bald and I'm not fat.
I was talking to the camera. Why did I say that?
No.
That's me right there.
Which one?
We're the Virgin Mary.
That's
behind.
You?
Oh, yeah. No, behind her.
Behind her.
She's not Virgin Mary.
Oh, I thought
so
you were the
Bo. Bo knows
I did that.
That's cool. No, I was pointing at the camera. I feel so bad
that's
now.
That's cool beans.
I worked in that movie with Jeff.
No way.
Yeah, that's how she knows Jeff, our producer.
No did way. You do that on purpose, Jeff?
Yeah, it's a podcast.
Yeah, it's a podcast. God, Bo, do you not do
No, we just randomly have this photo of you. We just have this photo of you randomly up, Bo.
It was like my back, but that's my work right there.
That's so cool.
All right, Bo, do you have like a cobija made out of like a bunch of clothes?
No.
Oh, like patches.
Yeah.
I have pants. We have pants. Yadita wore them for Calibash.
Sheesh.
Oh, Calibash.
Oh, yeah. I saw the fit that you put together with them. Yeah. Different types of jeans. But in that case, you
yeah, it was those, all custom
jackets
made.
And everything.
Wow. Fire. And you know what? She also, I gave her some of my merch and Yadita wore for whenever her show.
Yes. Was. Cool. Placements. Yeah.
The good die young. The good
you
die young.
Support.
Yeah, see?
You need to, you guys need to follow Bo on Instagram. It's bo.roses.
No, just Bo Roses.
Oh, why did I think it was dot? Because I have a dot in mind.
You have a dot.
Yeah, sorry. Bo Roses on Instagram. Don't follow Bo.Roses. And Bo.Roses, if you're created right now, you're the up.
You're the
But Bo Roses, she posts beautiful outfits. You get to see the people she's styling. And low-key, she also posts herself like all boo-boo, bam.
Yeah, who takes your photos?
Yeah.
Myself.
Who takes your bikini photos?
I haven't done bikini photos. Just selfies.
Bo.
Oh, yes.
You have.
Selfies.
Bo.
Selfies.
I'm thinking like a calendar.
Yeah,
like
yeah. I have friends that are like, whoa, did you see Bo's story? I'm not going to say who they were, but.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Who took
yeah.
this photo of you, Bo? Hold on. Wait, there's this photo.
There's a photo of Bo here?
Yeah.
Gosh, I'm not ready.
Uh-oh.
Are we going to explain Bo?
Yeah, explain this, Bo.
Explain
we
this.
We have a.
Who took this photo of you?
That's
Bo.
Not Bo.
No, but it looks exactly like her.
No, it's not it's, me. It's, wait, wait, it's, wait. It's Tokisha.
It's Tokisha.
No, okay. I know.
It's Tokisha's body.
But off camera.
No, it's Tokisha's face too.
No, okay, so off camera, me, Vic, and Bo were having a conversation, and Bo was like, bro, I kind of see it myself. Because you know when you're like,
did I take that photo?
You're like,
it tripped me out.
It tripped you out a little bit?
It did. It just, I mean... It looks like me.
I like how Bo's like, you know, usually girls are like, that's not
that's
me.
Not
yeah.
me.
Bo's like, nah, this no, could have been me.
Yeah. Only that photo, though.
Yeah, only that photo,
because I did not recognize that was the
Tokisha.
Yeah.
Angie,
there you go.
Bo, you should post this and be like, selfie.
I have a Halloween costume.
Yeah.
And you need to get the tattoo, too.
Yeah, I'm going to have just someone drawing something.
Bo, for someone right now, it's the new year. That wants to just like level up their wardrobe or just like level up like how they look. Is there something that they could automatically change or go into their outfit or to their closet right now that you would suggest doing or something that everyone looks good in that you would like suggest or give that type of advice?
You need me in your life.
You need Bo Roses. Make sure you follow her.
Thank you. I would say... invest in jewelry, staple pieces, whether it's a leather jacket, a nice blazer, trench coat, and honestly know what your colors are.
Mm-hmm.
That's what
that's
you
so
need
important. Yeah. Like you said, it'll save you money. You're not gonna buy a shirt that look nice,
yeah,
but then you wear it and it's like, why does this not look nice on me?
Yeah, I have the regret all the time.
I have a question. How do you feel as a stylist about repeating outfits? How do you feel when you see people like repeating outfits?
It's good.
Yeah,
it's good.
Really?
I always feel self-conscious. Do it differently.
Don't feel self-conscious.
Because I feel like, oh, I already posted this, and I'm like, and I like it, but I'm just like, I probably won't wear
it. I used to be that way, but honestly, I will wear, like, if I have a favorite pair of jeans, I'll wear it for a week. Who cares? I think it's good for the environment.
Ah,
so carbon footprint.
I think it's good for the environment.
It really is.
She asked Letty if she was vegan earlier.
Oh, I wasn't going to say that.
Because she...
I wore real leather.
Because it's real leather.
She's like, Letty, you're not vegan, are you? I just want to make sure.
What is this?
It happened to me.
Yeah.
I work with Bossy. Do you guys know? You guys know Bossy. Mm-hmm. And he's vegan. So I brought up... I dressed him for Halloween. It was Woody's outfit. And I mean, Woody...
Oh, he's a cowboy.
Yeah, like, cow.
And cow print. So yeah. I had to make... that vest because
with real cow.
No,
with fake, with cow. What conversation were you at?
Like a...
Oh my god!
I don't know. I thought maybe she was gonna come up with like real cow, and it's like
I brought. I went to. I was pulling vests that had cow print, real leather, and when I get there, they're like, I don't wear leather.
Oh,
so. That was a little challenge.
Yeah.
And then I asked you, I'm like, oh, shoot.
Yeah.
Imagine Letty was vegan.
You're wearing a cow right now. Are you okay with it?
Yes.
No, hey, we're good.
Dog, imagine how difficult life has to be when you're like vegan.
I know.
Yeah.
Like, fuck, food for real?
Like, yeah, there's a lot of things you can't do or can't wear.
Yep, that's why that would never be me. Yeah.
But if they're vegan, they make sure that they don't have leather purses, no shoes that are leather, like everything. So,
yeah, because I eat
test
my,
them.
I eat my shoes all the time, so it's like.
It was a mess.
No, but it's like, it's so dumb.
It's okay.
No,
I just give them
a lot of them are becoming vegans because they don't like the treatment of animals. So to
I know, but they're dead vegan, already. I'm sorry.
But it's the killing them.
Yeah.
That's your battle.
I didn't kill them. Yeah, I didn't kill
them. Yeah.
Shout out to the vegans
out there. If you need a stylist too, Bo got you. She knows which way to go with it. She'll make a
Bo knows how to save the environment while. Dressing you up very nice.
No,
I'm
but
intentional.
Yes.
I can't do
she's
it.
She's Sagittarius.
The time.
She's such a great thinker and she's a manifester, and I love Bo for that. She's always being thoughtful.
I like how you're speaking for Bo, but also for yourself.
No, I see Bo, I see me.
Fucking Sag Gang, no. Huh?
And thank you for coming on because you didn't know you were going to come on.
Bo's so fucking nervous, by the way.
I am very nervous.
But we love you so much, Bo. And anytime we could give you flowers or be able to talk to you and let you know that we appreciate you, like, that's all day, every day, okay?
Yes.
Thank you. Look at me.
Ira.
Hey,
don't look at him.
Oh. The vegan boys.
Vegan boys. Go eat your shoe, Vic. All right, we'll be back.
Thank you. Bye.
Bo said bye.
Chingada madre.
And the 3, 2, 1. Ah! We're back.
Yeah. We back.
We're back from smoking meth.
No, we're not.
We're not.
Actually, we smoking meth.
Shout out to Lolo's,
man. Shout out my guy. We just ate some. You feel me? We had to pause real quick.
It was really good.
We ate some good ass Filipino food. Shout out all my
delicious.
Shout out my Pinos. That's what they say. That's what they say.
Oh, are you sure? I have Filipino friends. I've never heard them say that.
Shout out my Kuyas.
What? Because you don't have the real Filipino friends. Mm-hmm. You know, Young Dunoski is from Historic Filipino town.
Oh, that's right.
Young historic Filipino town.
And
I look Filipino. People think I'm Filipino all the time.
Yeah, I believe it.
Wow, Filipino it. JOP is crazy. Yeah.
Filipino JOP. Javi sometimes now because of my voice. Hey, hypothetically speaking, if I should, Letty, why do you, whenever I say hypothetically, you look at the sky?
Because I'm thinking.
Praying to God, doing all those things, nothing stupid.
No, I'm imagining whatever you
okay.
about to say.
Who should I be for Halloween this year? Should I be Joe Coy?
A Mexican OT.
The Mexican OT. Yeah. I was already that.
We have to talk about that video.
Yeah,
it's getting sent to me so much, and I don't like it. I don't post it. I don't know because I'm protective of you.
It. Why? I reposted it.
No, Vic posted it on his account, his media page.
No, I didn't.
On the Rose Kind Laugh.
Yeah. No,
damn, Victor.
Was that one of your little danglers over there?
It was one of you. Juan sent it to me. He's like, yo, can we post this? And then I was like, nah, let me ask Duno.
Why, Duno?
And then before I could answer that, Fools Gone Wild posted it. I was like, oh, the whole world saw it now.
Okay, look, so right before, okay, should we watch it and then I explain it?
Yes.
Okay, okay.
for everybody who hasn't seen
it. Mexican OT.
She was in there.
Mexican OT. That's the wrong person, but yeah. Shout out Mexican OT.
You're not Mexican OT? I fucked up. My bad. Louis Vuitton. When
she sang the lyrics wrong.
Why did she sing the
Where
lyrics?
Where were you?
I was at I was going to say Beyond. What the fuck is the Halloween one? I'm getting a brain fart right now.
Escape?
Okay. Escape. I was at Escape with all the homies. And
that was a long time ago.
Escape's in San Bernardino. It's
a rave. He doesn't just walk out every weekend dressed like that.
Yeah, yeah.
Are you sure?
And she's like in a devil costume.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, okay.
I didn't put two together.
So you know what's crazy?
What? I thought it was recent.
Of course it's Halloween.
Oh, yeah. No? And also, that was like a Wevon fit. I didn't want to like really buy a whole outfit. I did that last year and it was terrible.
Yeah.
So like this year I was just like... I was like a poncho and a sombrero that I had that we got from the live show.
Which is what Mexican OT would wear.
True.
On a show day.
So this is the funny part about this, right? Like, this girl, I mean, I she looks sober, but, you know, drugs could be deceiving. And maybe she was on drugs or something. But like, the Mexican OT is the homie.
You don't think you look like him? You don't think it's had to be because she was drunk?
No. I think, I get it all the time. People call us twins all the time.
Yeah.
But we embrace it with each other because that's my real good homie. Like, he saw it before I did it, bro. He called me. He's like, oh, cuz, you know what I mean? You know, he talks it. I was like, bro, I thought it was hilarious. I think it's funny. She meant like no harm. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? But she blew up.
Yeah.
Like, it went viral. Crazy.
Dude,
on TikTok.
It's like 2 million on TikTok.
That's what I need to do.
Are you surprised she pretend you
that I don't know Duno and be like, oh, Fluffy.
See how it didn't start?
Okay, no, wait, hold on.
Behind camera, you're 30.
What if I record you with all concrete?
No, stop. That makes no sense.
It makes no sense just because of the hair and we're brown. I get it.
Yeah.
You're brown too, fool?
Yeah.
That's not me, fool.
It's okay. Duno thinks he looks more like J.O.P. than like Mexican OT.
No, I didn't even say that.
Okay, you went back to it.
Oh, okay. Okay, but was I mad that she didn't know who I was?
Yeah.
No, you didn't.
No, hell. Yeah. Bro, like, to me, like, I'm like, bro, I thought it was hilarious and it was funny because there was like, so her tick, I saw it on TikTok first, and the comments are like they were just cooking. I didn't realize how many fans I had. They were just cooking her, like,
not knowing who you were.
They were like, bro, that's Duno. But I think to people that like really like watch my shit, like I done an interview with Mexican OT, and it was like one of my best interviews ever, and it was like a dope time. So to me, it was funny. And she like when she did that, I was like a little buzz, and I caught on. And I get it. Like if you're passing by and I have a sombrero.
Yeah.
And I look Mexican and shit. Like, but I'm like, dog, one, I don't have a neck, so you miss the neck tats. I'm like, two, he has like gold teeth.
Yeah, I don't think they're gonna look into.
And he has and he has curly hair.
I was just wondering if she said Mexican OT as if like that was your costume. Cause now I didn't know it was a costume. So now maybe she said that to like
did you come dressed as Mexican OT?
Maybe.
And then you're like, no, I'm Duno. I'm also famous.
Like, nah, I didn't do that. Like, yeah, no, and she was
nice. Handled it very nice.
You did.
Because I know
you,
that
you had a smile on
like,
your
hey,
face.
What's up? No, but shout out him. Like,
yeah, because Nah, like, man, if you ever confuse me with anybody that's popping and dope, that's a compliment. I mean, I feel like I am not mad at it.
Yeah.
Because I meet fools that, bro, like, you guys seen the motherfuckers I be meeting, they look like me. They be like, bro, we get confused all the time and we just embrace this shit. I'm like, that's cool. Hell yeah. Like, there's but I wasn't mad.
There's a Vietnamese Duno, right?
Yeah, but I have like 3 pictures of him. I see him at every rave. Yeah. And every time I see him, I just buy him a drink. I just look at him like, yeah.
When you see the people that say they get confused for you, are you like, bro,
I don't look like that.
Yeah. Some of them fools got no swag.
Yeah.
I know my swag is minimal. Like I pass by gently, you know what I'm saying? Because I get the clothes for free, you know what I'm saying? But if I had to pay for clothes, it would have been over with. It's over with. But, there's like,
or do you see it too? You're like, yeah, you do. Or you like, bro?
There's like one of them that I'm like, oh, bro.
Yeah.
That's my dog. I might have to do a comedy show one day and I can't make it. That's what I'm going to have to do. Yeah. I'm going to do whatever. So I'm going to do whatever Akon did with his brother.
Oh, yeah.
Have him fill in.
Yeah. But nah, I'm a good sport about it. I enjoy it. What does get crazy is when people just come up to me and try to have a roast battle.
Oh, yeah.
They start roasting you?
That's crazy.
Because
like,
you
they
roast
just automatically think that I'm just like.
You are.
They think you get along with everybody like that.
And I'm like, dog, like, bro, Vic was there. Oh, we talked about that thing. Vic was there one time. Some dude just came up to me at the gym and was like, what's your stripper name?
Oh, yeah. It was so weird.
And I was like, and then I had to get at that for a little sideways. And he tried to apply. And I was like, look, fool. Like,
you know, I almost beat him the fuck up. It was so weird.
But it was just random. Like you should, bro, like, if you see me, bro, say hi.
Yeah.
We can take a picture. Let's do it up. Usually, and I be for Don Gorals. They be holding my socks. You know, I'm ghetto, but like.
It's more so like, keep in mind that like, although like, we appreciate you or whatever. Like, we actually don't know each other yet. You know, like, that's how, that was the thing. Like, he walked up to him like he knew him. Yeah. And, like, they went to school together and started joking. And he was like, bro, I don't know you. Like, why are you?
Yeah, but it was just the approach. But other than that, everybody I've ever met, if you met me, unless I'm, like, super in a rush, bro, come say hi. Come give me a hug.
You're very nice.
You know, come tell me that your kids are fans when it's really you, but you don't want to ask me for a picture.
Yeah.
Like, I'll take the picture with the kids, like,
hey.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, but that was funny, bro. Shout out her.
Yeah.
She probably got a lot of money off TikTok. I don't know. I'm not sure. Probably.
So what is your stripper name?
I don't know. You know what? You know what? As much as I wanted to beat his ass when he told me that, I started thinking about it. and I thought to myself, it would be like, I've always wanted a stripper name like, like Delicious or something. I don't know, like, like
Sabroso,
like something a big body girl will have.
Sabroso.
You feel me? Like bon Conchita bon. Or something. You know what I'm saying?
Bonbon.
Bonbon. That would be a good stripper name. What would be your stripper name, Vic?
Something to like do with like, cause I'm hairy.
So, that does not sound sexy. No, stop.
Play to your positive features.
Yeah.
Being hairy is a positive feature. You have a nice beard.
Yeah, some girls like that. You know.
You know, I like how you ask him like for them to confirm with you.
I'm like, I don't know, like
right? Like el lobo.
El lobo. You see? El lobo.
No, but you're a girl, so la loba.
No, you don't have to be a girl. There's guy strippers. Yeah, unless you want to be a girl stripper, it's cool.
Every once in a while.
Yeah.
Oh, so okay. I can beat the shit out of my sisters.
Bro.
Dog.
I wish that was a dude last week I could fight a dude. And I'm like, but so I get you.
Yeah.
Like, it's like, dude, I wish I was opposite sex. Dog, I could just fight you right now.
The other day, I was getting into my sisters. And obviously, like, as a kid, they were able to fool. Now I feel like, obviously, now if we're hard to get down with my sisters, it might be over with, you know?
I like how you think about it.
But I'm like, the other day, I was like, damn, dog, if I was a girl, I'd beat the shit out of you.
No, for real. To me, I was like, I don't care if I lose, but I just need to have the squabble.
Yeah.
Lupe Fiasco was talking about Kid Cudi, and he's like, I just want to fight this fool so bad, I'm getting a migraine. And it's like, you just want to fight him so bad, it's pissing you off, like your head hurts? And I was like, yes, well, I get it. Yeah.
Now, one time, we're, and this is super fast, but we're kicking it, and the homie was getting into it with his girl or whatever. And he walked by me and he's like, dog, you ever wish you were a girl, dog?
To fight?
Because it's like, you know, because you know, obviously you're married, so you know how to get into it. You ever were like, damn, dog, if I was a man, would
I? Fuck, I could just.
Fuck. Yeah, for sometimes Aiden be doing shit. I was like, I wish I was 7 right now. But I shit out. Okay, simple. But you know what I'm saying? Like,
there was actually a story of a teacher, right? There was a kid in class that was making fun of her. I want to say they're like 4th graders. So she paid 2 other 4th graders to fuck up the kid.
Oh my
and
God.
And then she got suspended as a teacher for that shit.
That's comedy.
She had to go to jail for like 2 weeks or
a
some
A boss
shit.
Don't get his hands dirty. Yeah. I like that.
But it's funny that she like solicited 2 other 4th graders. Like, hey, just go slapping around real quick.
Wow.
That's crazy.
Hey, that's funny like that because I could imagine you in your car after like whatever altercation you had. Yeah. You're like, dog, if I was a vato right
I
now.
Wish I was a dude so funny. You know what I wish? I literally was like, where do people get goons? Like, I need a goon. Like,
that's fucking hilarious.
Yeah.
That's a little homies.
The little, I got you. I told Duda right now, I'm like, I wish you were a goon. And he's like, I used to be.
I was like, I'm a teach man now.
Yeah.
Man of God now.
Yeah.
Shout out Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
But yeah, bro, that's hilarious. Yeah, bro, I have those thoughts sometimes where
Yeah, and I'm glad that we're not acting on those. I'm glad that we know that there's a boundary and we're not going to cross
it.
Even as a girl, because a girl would low-key be like, I don't give a fuck if he's a dude. I'm going to go fight him. And then that guy, like, pasas, and now it's your bad.
Yeah.
What happens to you?
That's funny. I can't even let you in the car. Just like, fuck.
Oh, you don't
and
know.
And you say that a lot.
I do. Yeah. That I want to fight.
That you want to fight. You wish you were.
I wish I was a guy to fight. Cause you guys just squat like them. They're like they have an altercation with their homie. They're gonna fight them
fight
and then
out,
be cool.
And then they're cool.
Girls don't have that. We don't have that release.
Yeah.
I'm telling you. I sometimes think about it a lot.
Being a girl, crazy.
It's cause it's like for my mom turns 50 this year.
Yeah.
So we're planning her 50th birthday, and it's like. Get the plug for this.
Oh, it's all on you.
It's stressing you out.
Yeah. And then here I am. Duno, who got the furniture? And I'm asking you.
Yeah, and then like, man, shout out Daniel Deals. Good deals, bro.
Yeah, Daniel's Deals.
I told you guys, tap in with my guy, bro.
Really?
He's a furniture, dead ass. And he's Latino.
Yeah.
Okay. So, you know, Daniel Deals.
So my dad's in Mexico right now. And he.
That was over there with the. Yeah. pregnant. Oh, shout out Don Luis.
Yeah.
He's over there, you know.
Yeah, your mom's like, ooh, somewhere.
That's facts.
With the guy from the other side.
The guy from the other side? What?
Is the homie, you and your stepdaddy?
Oh, yeah, my stepdad. Shout out that fool.
Wasn't he like a neighbor or something?
He was like one of their old friends.
See?
My mom's a homie, however.
What's
God
his name?
Damn it.
But she's happy.
I'm not gonna say his name.
Okay.
But he, I mean, that's what fixes
Rogelio.
My.
Ay, Rogelio.
What if the guy?
Ya no está aquí, daddy.
Hey, my mom getting fucked and your dad fucking are two different things.
See, you gotta like it. Don't get me started on Carmen.
Whoa, hey.
Yeah.
What fuck me for?
Yeah. Yeah, you guys thrusting at my dad, I'll get you back. I wish I was a dude so bad.
I wish she had a boyfriend. Take her out of here.
Take her, please.
Take her, please.
Shout out Don Luis.
We all shout out to you, everybody.
Shout out Carmen.
Shadow Carmen. Okay, dang, what was, oh, so he's in Mexico right now, and I want to get him a new bed because he's not someone that ever had like new furniture or anything. Yeah. Even the furniture he had was, it has now, is a bed that I had previously from like an apartment.
Yeah.
And I want to get him a whole thing, and so we hit up Daniel, and he's sending us stuff, and we low-key decided we're gonna do like a whole room makeover. Right. He might hate it when he comes, like, why'd you guys touch my shit?
Yeah,
yeah.
Like, but like, the intention like, is fire.
He knows like, that, like that.
I think he'll be grateful past that. What, like, it can be like maybe a couple days, like, oh no, why'd you move my stuff? Yeah. Especially us men, like, we're just like,
yeah,
dude,
you know your I'll place, keep the oldest even if it's shit. Like in the middle of the room, you put it there for a reason. You know where it's at, stuff
and it's like
that.
This is 10 years. I've loved it. It's never let me down. But at the same time, it's like it's always time for new things. Yeah. And like especially if it's like coming from your heart, like yeah.
So shout out Daniel Diaz. Let the time me in. I put him in the chat and it's going up now.
Yeah,
thanks. He's tapping in for everybody. He's doing a good job.
But your mom's turning 50 and you have to plan everything.
No, my sisters are actually really good daughters, so they're doing a lot as well.
Oh.
But I gotta find the hardest thing, the fucking salon.
Oh,
like I could hit up Lolo's right now. We have a catering, but like fuck, I gotta find somewhere where
a venue.
And then I see like my mom thinks she's a fucking belicona now, fool. So she wants like. She wants like a corrido and a banda. I'm like, lady, you are coming out with like, so I'm, we trying to figure it out.
It's 50, yeah. Did she have a quinceañera?
My mom didn't even go to the fifth grade.
So you got to think, she never had a big party for herself. Because then you guys came in the picture.
Yeah, damn.
I don't know, our moms are the exact same age. My mom turns 50.
Your mom's 74, 73?
74.
Yeah, my mom too, yeah.
In the years.
Damn. Yeah.
My dad's 73.
Oh. Your dad's 73?
Like, his age is 73.
That's what I'm 73.
My mom turns 50 in April.
Ooh, what are you guys doing?
Nothing. What's crazy is that before we started this season of the pod, right?
Mm-hmm.
We all met up to brainstorm, the three of us, right? Yeah. And I'm like, hey, on this calendar, put special days, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then I put everyone's birthday. I put my anniversary, son's birthday, just everyone. It didn't matter, but to me, it matters.
Yeah.
Duno put his mom. My mom turns 50.
Vic didn't put Carmen.
I remember all of them.
Yeah, but you didn't put it on our calendar.
Oh.
That your mom turns 50. Because Duno's like, hey, this is big. My mom turns 50.
Yeah, if I want and you guys to come.
Yeah. Oh. But why didn't you do that?
I don't know. I remember her birthday.
It's but not about remembering her birthday. It's
I didn't know it was like going to put, because if that's the case, I'm going to put all my family's
you
birthday.
Should. You should. I did.
Oh, okay. I didn't know we were doing that.
Just send for Yelinda updates.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, because they're going to be on our calendar, huh? It's like her birthday. It's not your birthday.
Speaking of birthdays.
Yeah, but you guys should come on mom's birthday. It's about to be lit.
It's going to be her quince.
It's going to be her quince.
With banda and corridos and mariachi and rock en español and what else?
We're definitely going to mosh pit a little bit up, so Letty bring some shoes.
My things, my
like bring sandals. I mean, like come in my heels, dogs? Like you usually come.
No, I'll come with my dogs.
No, but then like when the mosh pits start, just switch up to the docks. Damn. That's usually like the best way to
that's
do it.
Tight. That's fine.
Yeah, I'm excited.
Okay, we have to get into sombra salad.
Oh,
because there is some sombra salad.
Because Raul Alejandro has
shout
a new boo. Ooh. You know how Rosalia has a new boo? She's dating that waifu.
Yeah,
Jeremy Allen.
What does he do?
I don't know.
He's on the Bear.
But then that food also on Shameless, which is probably his biggest role.
And what's that about?
It's about a dysfunctional ass family. Mm. Like the Shameless is really good. Watch it on your own, not with the kids around.
Yeah.
Cause Fiona's a little whore.
Oh,
but
you watch it. Where do you find time?
Cookie and my brother-in-law Martin love TV shows.
Mm-hmm.
So that's how I got into like watching, like that's how I saw like a couple episodes of Grey Anatomy where it got like super depressing. I was like, oh, this shit is good.
Yeah.
And then like she watched Shameless, all these shows. So yeah. Watch it when you have time. Just maybe like watch an episode per week, you know? It might be cool.
Watch it.
What's it about?
It's a dysfunctional family.
That's it?
Yeah.
Literally, it's just a fucked up. But the whole storyline is crazy. And it's been around, I think it has maybe 10 seasons, and they've all never missed.
Dang.
So this has been really good.
So that's who Rosalia's with.
That's who Rosalia's with.
It's because I keep confusing my white boys. Like this fool and then Ariana Grande.
Ariana Grande is white guy. Yeah, that's the Wonka fool.
I know how to know. No, that's Kylie's.
Oh, that's shit. Kylie's man.
That's exactly what I mean, Leti.
Ariana's. I don't know where he's from.
And then
SpongeBob.
SpongeBob.
He's what like on mean? The musical of SpongeBob.
Really? Yeah, he looks like SpongeBob.
And then yeah. And then what's it called?
And then this school is the
when the Selena's dating Benny.
Oh
the
yeah, Benny Funko.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
That one I different.
Yeah.
But those three fools, I always get them confused. Mm-hmm. But no, but now Raul, he was spotted with an 18-year-old, and it's saying they're saying that's his new girl. 18-year-old TikToker. Her name is Jasmine.
Yasmin?
Yeah.
Okay.
See, look at them. They're out in a restaurant, and they're being very, she's being like very friendly. Hands.
Yeah. They're like, yeah.
She's leaning towards him.
And for just for age differences, how old is he?
He's 31.
31.
18 and
31.
31 and
18-year-old.
Yeah.
Okay.
Huge gap difference. Vic brings a girl, and she's 18.
You guys are looking at me crazy.
We're looking at you so crazy.
For sure. Yeah, because we're the same age. So,
yeah, you are.
Imagine dating a girl that's younger than Yaelin.
That's what I was going to go to.
Like, that would be
so weird. Like, you're babysitting?
Yeah, no, that's OD. I mean,
granted, somebody like my age.
Granted.
Yeah, like 20s. Yes. Yeah.
Granted, she does look older. Like, she doesn't look 18, right? Like, she looks like a young woman.
No, people
no,
look
she 18. Looks little.
She looks like 18 year old.
Okay, did she but just turn 18 or like when does she turn?
She does
18?
Not look older than 18.
Yeah,
look she looks 18.
Picture. And not in the picture, look, that looks weird.
Yeah, you're thinking like, of her at the.
But and like, dinner. Also, she's probably intentionally trying to dress older in the first place. Mm-hmm. But anyway, regardless, like, come on, Raul. You have an assortment. The whole world is your oyster, and you go after like
an 18 year old
jailbait.
No, okay. So then later on, he was spotted with another girl.
No way.
Yes.
Romaine. Yeah, but she looks more age appropriate. Look.
Age appropriate.
She's a model.
Wow, she's gorgeous.
She was out in France. He was out in France with her, and then they were having. They were also having
dinner.
Dinner. Yeah.
Did he take her to the same restaurant? That looked like the same restaurant.
That's what I thought.
He's wearing the same clothes.
He's not.
Damn, that's for Raul. Fuck you, fucking gang of bitches.
You know why it pisses me off?
That he's fucking all the baddies.
No, that when he was like they just broke up or just like they were him and Rosalia were fianced up, right?
Ooh, okay.
They were together for years.
Yeah, they were together for years and they just broke up and then he put out this whole song about how like I'm still building the house that me and you built together. All of that. And it's just changed like that. Like, do guys just one day you don't fuck with her anymore and like it's over?
No, she moved on.
Yeah.
She moved on. She's all booed up.
Like, I don't know.
She's all like
moving on more.
No, yeah, he just started.
He's like mujeriengo.
He's trying to fill the void for
sure. Yeah, oh, for sure.
It's okay, like, so there's my thing. Is he doing
makes
the victim?
You feel like I'm grossed out at him.
That looks like a 31-year-old trying to fill the void.
Yeah.
I know what that looks like.
Because it's like just doing extra. It looks like a crisis.
Yeah, okay. So let's do what I'm going to say. Right. Is he going through what like Vic essentially goes through?
Definitely.
I don't know sometimes with Vic.
I don't know.
Because what I'm starting to learn is like, it's a choice.
You know what I'm also learning? Is that the exes are fighting back now.
What do you mean?
The Mr. Goofy over here.
Oh, my God. Oh, my little Vic. He doesn't want to be mean in 2023.
No, fool, I didn't like that shit. I swiped up on the story like, what the fuck?
You went in her DMs?
I just literally.
It's okay. She got in trouble anyway.
She did?
By who?
By her team. I don't know. Maybe. I don't know.
Well, what happened? I heard.
No, like, you get in trouble for me for being an ass sometimes?
Yeah.
It was funny because I seen the, I didn't know what you guys had blocked out until I seen the chats and I was like, petty ass fools. And then I seen their, and then I seen her story and then I was like, oh, I don't like this, homie. So I swiped up with the laughing emojis. Like,
oh, that's it.
With the laughing emojis.
Because I wish she would have said something crazy. I would have gotten in for the homie.
Yeah.
We're like, what? Boy, we could rumble. Good. Yeah, but I didn't because, you know, I'm 2024. I'm changing.
Yeah.
Changed, man. But you see it? But you saw it? You peep game?
I peep game. Last part, I had about 30 jokes in my head that I wanted to get off, but I'm a changed man.
Mm-mm.
So I'm going to keep them to myself and go say it to God.
And for the record, she's been through a lot with us. Who? Okay?
She's a good sport.
God's daughter.
Oh, your ex.
Yeah. She's a really good sport. She's been through a lot because the way that she has been clowned, that's light work what she did.
Yeah,
has
super.
She been clown? It was just that one picture. No. That was it. What else? Let's
Angie see. On the pod, this fool.
Oh, what
do, 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 do. He essentially goes in on her.
Yeah, but that's my job. But I feel her and her emotions.
So to him, to her, she's matching energy.
She's matching
energy. It didn't bother me, though, to be honest.
Yeah. Yeah.
It really didn't bother me.
We should have posted it.
No, I was just like, it's
he
cool.
He was just going to continue it.
And no, it's because it's like the back and forth, it just makes it seem like there's like energy that I want to like still bother her or like anything. Yeah. I was just like, cool, it's like you. That granted, like that's your response. Like, cool, I don't have to respond to that. Cool.
Did you guys have a conversation?
No.
About it?
No, nothing.
Oh.
To me, it was just like, cool, you got it.
Yeah.
You won.
Yeah.
You know? Good for you.
That's me. 2024, baby.
So mature.
Little guy.
We're so proud of you, Vic. Yeah. Let's clap it up for Vic. 2024, Vic's not responding to the ones who could have had him but don't have him anymore.
Ooh. I don't know. I feel like if it was Chicken Nugget, you would.
What?
You would respond back. Doesn't he always respond back to Chicken Nugget?
But him and Chicken Nugget's responses, like, it's more flirty. This one was,
I feel like, I felt like, granted, it was, like, we be going hard.
Yeah.
And I think it was like, it was just, to me, that's light work. Mm-hmm. But I could see where maybe, like, she for sure didn't like it. Because for her, because I'm pretty sure she seen, like, we be clowning, fool, you know what I'm saying? So.
No, she responded. So we were giving away Disney tickets.
Yes, I seen that.
And so
can I have some?
You gave up that shop.
You know,
let me say the story.
Disneyland.
So we posted a photo of Disney, but they covered her face with a Mickey or like a Minnie. So she responded to that by posting a Scoofy in front of his face. So she did a response to what was done to her.
Okay, see, that's where I didn't have the story. Yeah. Now I beef for her again.
Why?
You wanna know why? Because I thought you guys put Goofy on her and she just switched to Goofy.
No, they put...
Oh, then I beef for her again.
Because we had to post to promote Disney.
Yes.
Because we're giving away
tickets. Yeah, facts.
But she's in the photos. And so then it was like, what do we do? And so they put a Mickey over over her.
That was light.
It was nothing.
Nice.
It was not to be rude or mean or intentional.
See,
and then she posted that.
See, now that's what because if she goes on her pod and throws like little jabs at us.
But she doesn't. All they talk about is motivation on that pod.
That's what I'm saying. What I'm saying is, I feel like it should have been both ways. Like, keep the jokes how we're keeping them. I thought whoever did the photo, I thought they put a Goofy in front of her too.
No, I would never.
That's what I thought. So I was like, oh, okay, that was it was good.
Like, people were commenting like, oh, that was petty. It was like, that was never the intention.
No, the movie's good.
This is how the conversation went. I was like, hey, we have to promote Disney tickets. We're giving them away.
Do you guys have photos?
Like, yeah, do you guys have photos? Oh, you know what?
Obviously, she was in most of the photos from last
year. She's in all of them. And then we literally made a rule after that. And it was like jokey, but serious.
A rule for Vic.
Yeah, for me. Like, hey, no more girls. Like in the photos, especially in the middle of photos.
Or if you take a girl, have her be on the side. So
and we need to take photos
once
without her.
The 2 months is up.
Exactly. Which is completely fair.
So what I said,
I was like, yeah, just post them anyway. Like, just cover her face. It's not a big deal. Yeah. I was like, Angie, can you crop her out or something? And this is not.
That wasn't me.
I asked her. Yeah.
Don't put that on Angie, Ricky Bobby.
No, I'm saying like, what can we do?
And that was one of the options.
I'm like, that's fine. I don't have a problem. Like, when I'm trying to be petty, you know me.
Yeah, if you make reels.
Yeah, we know.
Vic wasn't trying to be petty.
No, that was not the intention.
But also, we didn't understand like what it could look like until she responded.
Yeah.
Because it was just like, yeah, just cover her face.
Yeah,
right, but right, we're like minding our business. We're doing our job.
And then we see where she responded. And she's in the right. Like, I'm sure I would feel upset if there's a photo of us three and then one of you guys puts SpongeBob on my face or whatever, even though SpongeBob is cool.
Yeah, SpongeBob is cool as shit.
And then I would just repost with dicks on your face. Like, I would do that. So, like, I understand her response.
Yeah.
And
to me, that's what I thought you guys put Goofy too. So I'm like, oh, no.
And also, Vic was dressed like Goofy.
That did happen.
He wore like a red vest.
Well, I took a picture with Goofy at Disneyland because we were dressed kind of twinsy.
Twinsy, I'm not
they
mad
both
at that.
Had red vests on.
Yeah, so okay.
I mean orange vests. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean to me that's like light. I mean, I guess to us it's kinda like light. Just the fact that we clown super actively.
What I've come to understand is we are very hard on each other, like with the jokes.
That we can't, that not other people play like that with us.
Yeah. They think it's real, like beef. Like even when Sebas and them were clowning or we're in here clowning, it's like we're not talking, like it's not beef, it's just clown, like it's carrilla, right?
Yeah, yeah, super carrilla.
So it's just not for everybody. People don't get it.
Oh, well, sorry, Vic, about your love life.
No, it's all good.
And the saddest part is that Letty was just caught in the middle.
Yeah.
Like on both pictures.
Oh, yeah, she tagged me in the story. But it's like, I get it. And I told her, look, he's not right.
Did oh you told her that?
Yeah, no, I've told her like what he's done. Like that's not me.
Yeah.
And he knows too. I've said it here.
Yeah.
We still follow her. You still follow her?
Yeah. To me, she was dope. She was cool. Shit, I didn't break her heart.
It was him.
Hey, but you know what? No, but look, this is the dope part about this pod where like I'm like. Like as I like as
Vic is like, no problem. Meanwhile, he's biting his fingers nails off.
Keep in mind, this pod has ruined a lot of relationships.
Yeah. Not mine. Including what did Banda Macho say?
Hola Lati.
No.
Oh, they say Banda Machos. Yeah. But keep in mind, like I've been like lonely the last couple of months.
That's so sad.
Talk to me.
I got no bitches.
Go ahead, really? Ben.
Yeah. One, I've been hella busy. And two, like, it's like a new year for me.
Yeah.
I've been like just really on vibes.
Focusing?
Like, I dead ass, like, my DMs is not like, it's not a constant everyday text with anybody.
Ladies, he's fishing. Don't get in his DMs. Don't read this or hear this or watch this and be like, okay, I'm going to jump in. It's my time.
I've been chilling. No horny tweets. Wow. It's a new year for young Dunoskis, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, we're on
but then I try to talk to somebody and they still watch the pod.
Okay.
Like, and then when we stop talking, they continue watching. Usually they stop watching when we're done with each other.
No, that's when they watch the most, when you guys are not together.
And then she's like, nah, I heard. She was giving me like a rundown of every break. I was like, oh, what the fuck?
She's taking notes.
And I was like,
oh, so you try to re-talk to her and then she watched the pod.
And she was like, nah, you're not ready.
Damn.
Wow. And I was like, you're probably right, but don't believe your thoughts.
Do you feel like your reputation, like, precedes you now?
If I even try to use Letty.
Like what?
Remember Letty? I was like, hey, tell her we miss her.
Yeah. Oh. You did. You used me. People stop using me, please. Do you think, and I'm talking to the guys here, and feel free, guys and girls, to comment too. The shit you've done, only you know the shit you've done.
Yeah.
People you fucked over, the types of love you've had, right? Do you think that, like, the karma's gonna come, or that's the karma, the fucked up situations is the karma, or the karma's gonna come for you fucking up situations now? Do you guys get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yes. Okay. Are you paying your price right now?
Yeah. Are you paying karma now?
I think.
Or do you have karma to pay for... like right now of what you're
doing. No, I'm definitely paying the
karma.
Yeah, I'm paying it right now.
In your loneliness.
Because I haven't
because of the shit that's happening.
Like I haven't really connected with nobody.
Yeah.
Damn.
Or you know what? Maybe I gotta go older.
Yeah.
You are getting older. 24 this year.
You know, for maybe I gotta hit a 30 plus year old.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. It's kind of one of those things to where I'm trying to figure out life.
Yeah. But have you guys ever heard the song, the Juan Gabriel song and related? The Yo no nací para amar, nadie nació para
mí. Yeah, okay, I know that song. Damn, is that my song now?
I think it's your song right now. Damn. Play it, feel the vibes.
Damn, that's hella depressing.
Yeah, sometimes you need to get into the depression mode to get it out.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know, but I've been out the way.
Yeah,
I don't know, yeah, that's a great question. Like, sometimes I do feel like, oh, just one day, like, you know, it's going to hit me. Like, I'm going to get, like, crazy karma.
Yeah, like, you're going to fall in love. Like, love of your life. Yeah. Best thing ever happened to you.
Then she's going
to,
like, leave me for my brothers.
No, and then, like, dang, that'd be you're going to get a DM from a guy that's like, hey, that's my girl, too. And then you're like, what the fuck? Like, you know, like, she's going to be crazy. It's going to hurt.
No, I feel you, but also.
Because right now, you're the culprit, right?
Yeah. I have been.
For the most part, you end up, like, being the reason.
But what if, because I got fucked over, like, earlier in my life. So what if, like.
That's what I'm saying. Do you think like this weird shit is karma? But then even you balancing out, now you have karma for this stuff.
Ah, shit. Well, I mean, I can't.
Life is constant karma. That's why they say don't vindicate. Let God vindicate, because he can do it better than you can, one. Yeah. And two, you're giving karma to yourself by fucking someone else over or by reacting negatively to somebody. Because you're just saying like, all right, you do some shit, I'm going to do some shit back. And now you owe to the universe.
I get what you're saying.
You know?
Well, yeah. God.
Like, one day
you gotta
pay.
God, the target is there. Please.
Hey, I served my sentence, God. Yeah.
God, I don't want to be on your list no more.
Yeah.
As the strongest person ever.
So you have to be good.
I'm being good. Yeah. I'm not leading people on, you know what I'm saying? Having conversations. Maybe some tacos.
Interactions.
But I'm chilling.
Meetings.
I'm big kicking it, you know what I'm saying? Vic, but you don't have nobody right now?
He didn't say that.
I'm talking to somebody. But, like, I've been so chill. Like, I've been honestly, like, I haven't been, like, out there. Like, I haven't gone to parties.
I like it. Vic's had a lifestyle change.
Yeah, I've been going to the gym. Like, it's like every. It's funny. You know, it's funny. Like, I see the domino effect that, like, you know, how everything happens. Mm-hmm. Like, okay,
something
I'm going,
can affect the other.
I'm going to the gym, right? So that means I don't want to eat bad. That means I don't want to, like, drink a lot of liquor. Mm-hmm. And means I want to, like, get my proper rest. Mm-hmm. And so because of all that, it's like I cut out partying. I cut out being, like, with girls, like, you know, every other night or something like.
Damn, you were crazy. Doing it every other night?
No, I'm just saying, for example, if somebody were to do
that. Sick,
but
man.
Like, but, like.
Straight podrido chile. Chile podrido.
Don't put that on me. No, but,
what
like.
What color chile?
You put it on yourself, homie. Verde.
Verde. Verde for the verga.
Is that my color tone?
Bo is still here. She's like, oh my God, I didn't even talk like this.
Straight chile wango, huh?
No, but like dead ass, like
chile for chilangos.
But dead ass, like
straight ya no se para.
I've been
straight Mr. Rhino Man every day.
Whoa. No
every other night.
Nah. I just been having a lifestyle change.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, I haven't been doing the things I used to do.
I was gonna ask you about your new girl, but I don't wanna jinx it if you really fuck with it.
Yeah, that's something else I used to always do. And I'm just like, oh, just keep it to myself a little bit.
That's when you were macking it with when we did the countdown?
Yes.
Oh, she was a nice girl.
Oh, you met
yeah,
her.
I call her New Year's.
Yeah.
I and also caught them macking it and I didn't like mean to do it. But then when I found out I did, I just zoomed in on them.
Yeah.
You know what? I've been catching people macking it lately.
And it's always Vic.
Yeah, but this weekend it was a homie Peasy.
Shout out Peasy. He deserves that.
That fool just macking. That fool was macking it down. He don't remember.
Every time I see Peasy and you guys out, it's él te está cuidando a ti. So that's good. Because you're already jealous of Poet having a girl. And oh my God, he's leaving the friend group. And now.
That fool left his dog at brunch.
Yeah.
He was a ride and he left.
He left with the girl?
Well, it's not like Uber doesn't exist.
No,
well, yeah, but that's your friend.
He said he's. Him? Yeah, like if we drive together, like, well, he was like, I'm not bringing my girl. Mm. And then we were there and he was texting his girl the whole time fighting. Oh, I'm like, dog, you're a bond, fool. I'm over these fools. To be honest, 2024, my friendships matter.
Yeah.
I mean, they matter before, but like now I'm like more cautious.
I'm like, wait, hold on. You haven't been caring about our friendships?
No, yeah. But yeah, bro, that fool left though. That's weird.
Yeah.
I didn't like that.
But then now Peasy's gonna have a girl or be macking it.
Nah, that fool was just macking it down for the night. Peasy's the only one that's still thugging with me.
Yeah. Oh, Denner's gone.
Denner's out here buying fridges, I'm telling you.
Denner and then Poet.
That fool Peasy was mad. Denner went out twice this weekend while I was in San Francisco and he didn't invite P because he was booed up.
Yeah.
So P was lonely. He's like, hey dog, what's up? You don't fuck with me no more?
Oh, because you were gone too.
Because I was in the Bay.
Yeah.
Dang.
And then it was just like, it was one of those things.
Dude,
to where
that's
like,
life. Life gets sad. Like
to where like, the homies like.
No, but that's life showing you, hey, maybe you should be like settling down. Like,
get out the streets.
Fucking maybe become a pond too.
Like, don't ask where they are. Ask why you're there. Like, why you're by yourself. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I don't know. Yeah. I mean, I'm happy.
But shout out PZ. Amazing smile.
But I think he's like unintentionally like just taking time to himself because he could be like hitting girls. Yeah.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I'm a changed man, 2024, you know what I'm saying?
Dude, maybe intentionally.
Duno's thirst DMs are just going unanswered, but Duno's just like hitting
him. Nah. Yeah. I, you know, you feel me? My DMs usually
he's hitting
be
like the fist string. Like
I usually be like, Korean barbecue or tacos? And then they reply, and I'll be like, okay, cool. Now I know what our first date is. And then you rear yourself in. It's pretty smooth. You. Pretty smooth. Shout out love, though.
Shout out love.
Que vive el amor. But she, so he's with the new girl.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about.
Oh, yeah. All right.
We wanted to explain this. Duno, that was the video of what's his face?
The Mexican OT.
Oh, I have to share. This is so funny. On the outside, it just looks like an umbrella, mm-hmm. like on the floor of a house, right?
Yeah.
But I got a new car.
Ciao.
Yes.
Okay, it was my first ever car that I paid for. Congrats. I put it down, my credit, like no co-signer. This is Letty shit, right? And it's a Mercedes. And it's beautiful. And now I get why Jorge has so many rules about his Mercedes. Like no food in the car. No, like we can't pick up fast food. We can't do drive-through because it'll make the car smell. The boys can't make a mess in there. I can't do my makeup in there. Like there's so many rules to the fucking car. And I'm like, it doesn't fucking matter, right? But now that I have my own car, I'm like, oh, no. The boys can't have any liquids in here. Nothing. Like, please take off your shoe before you get in the car. Like, I'm very, like, on it about it now. I bought a little, what is it called? A vacuum for the car. Yeah.
Okay.
So the other day it was raining. And so I have the umbrella. That's a Mercedes umbrella, by the way. And I open it, and then I get to the car, and then I'm like, oh, shit, I don't want this umbrella in my car. It's going to wet the car.
So you left it outside.
So I just left it outside. But I didn't know what to do with it. I'm like, what do you do with an umbrella that you don't want to get in the car? And I know this is extra, but I have a really nice car now, and I want to take care of it.
You didn't want to get it wet.
I didn't want to get, ew, umbrella, you're bringing, like, the rain in here.
Choose my.
So what do people do? What's the answer to that?
I think you shake it off and then just...
But if I'm shaking it off in the rain?
You shake it out.
Shake it off and then you make it small. And then you shake it off again.
But you don't put it in the car. You put it in the trunk. You just
okay, so this trunk. Is why I didn't get the... So in the trunk. So I put it in the trunk and then I have to... So that defeats the purpose of using an umbrella. Because now I'm going to get wet from the trunk to my...
Where does the umbrella go?
You probably bring a trash can, a trash bag, and then put it inside.
Oh, no. It's
and then
like,
put it inside your...
Not in the Mercedes.
Not in my Mercedes. Not my
a trash
luxury
bag?
Luxury electric vehicle.
Not going to lie, I rode on it, and the whole time I did not put my feet down.
Yeah.
I don't want to dirty it, so I was just like... Great.
I'm doing a workout.
My car.
You're working on your core.
Yeah. Like, hold on. It's nice though, huh?
It's
really
nice.
No mames, güey. No sean mamones, güey.
No, that's because you haven't had a car like that.
Yeah.
Because I was you. To me, I'm like, it's a car. Who cares? I was always function over style. As long as it drives me from A to B, I don't mind.
That's how I am in my new apartment, though.
And even like Jorge is very like, anything you guys know him. He's like very OCD about like cleanliness. Cleanliness is next to godliness. And I'm like, okay. This doesn't matter. He'll look at me as I'm doing my makeup, like if the eyeshadow gets like powdery, and I'm like, bro, it's not gonna kill your car. But now that I picked up the boys from school and it was raining and they had their rain boots, I'm like, oh my god, there's gonna be leaves in my car. Like, I was very aware. And if you're like that in your house now, I get it.
I'm trying to figure out like where are you, what do you do in this situation?
Yeah, what's the answer? Because if I put it in the trunk, what's the point of even having an umbrella if you're gonna get wet from the trunk? Because it was raining. It's not like sprinkling a little bit.
I suggest
let us know in the comments.
Yeah. I suggest maybe don't have an umbrella and just run to your car as fast as you can.
But then you mess up your hair.
That's why you. You ever heard of a fucking jacket?
No.
Then the jacket's gonna get the car wet.
But it's water.
You see?
I understand if it was raining fucking hot dogs and hamburgers. It's fucking cool. It's water. I think it's gonna dry.
Yeah, but water stains. That's why they have
water also smells
coating.
The cars.
Yeah.
It does.
You know what, Letty? Well, if life's hard, way, get a helmet.
Get over it.
Yeah. I never thought about that.
I never in my life until the moment where I was closing it. When it and I was like, oh my God, so I don't want this in here.
So instead of, so you left it.
So I just threw it. It'll be here when I come back.
But now it's extra rain. Now it's like super fucking.
And probably rusty.
Yeah, now it's nasty.
Dog, that's fucking hilarious. Yeah. I like how that's your dilemma of the week. Like, oh, dog, it's raining. Hey, what the fuck?
We're always going to have problems. Sometimes they're just going to be better than others.
Yeah.
Yeah, damn, that's a good problem. I'm not mad at that.
That's what I'm saying.
That's fucking wild.
And shout out to people that keep their car extra clean, extra rules, all of that. I'm trying to get the hacks now. Yeah. Like, I want to get a thing for the trunk to, like, organize.
I like that. Like the net kind of type of thing. I'm not mad at that. I like that because...
Yeah, be organized.
Yeah, I have a rule in my car. If it's in my trunk for more than a week and you don't claim it, either it fits one of the other homies or it's getting thrown away.
It's like the lost and found at school.
And that's at my house now. I'll put everything in a bag. Hey, whoever wants
that
it.
That explains why I never got some clothes that I forgot to pick up.
But you saw it on PZ.
Yeah, he's like, if I gave it away, you didn't pick it up. I was like, damn, you're right.
Yeah, like if it's in my trunk, it's taking space from my personal belongings that, you know, it's taken away from my closet.
Have you ever taken anything from the lost and found at school that you know is not yours?
I definitely
took some PE shorts before.
I've taken someone's sweater.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I took a hat one time.
It was in the lost and found.
Yeah.
In high school?
Yeah, in high school. Because I worked in the office. And I was like, nobody's picking this up?
Yeah.
Nobody?
Okay. Oh, it's fine. It's like, yeah.
You fucking worked at the office?
Yeah.
But what's crazy is we got an email from the school that the boys go to, and they're like, hey, if you don't pick up the lost and found stuff, it's going to get donated. Mm-hmm. So either way, if no one picks it up, it's free for everybody. And I'm like, yeah.
Oh, free Gucci for the kids.
Yeah. I'm like, God damn, let me go through that lost and found real quick. Let me see what's mine for real,
shopping.
Yeah.
That's funny. Fucking Jorjito's Rolex is right there.
Oh,
no. Better not.
Damn, the lost and found.
Yeah. I know you've taken something.
Not
PE shorts, bro.
For you know, it's rare for people to be my size.
And someone, you haven't won. Okay, you're beautiful how you are.
Oh, trust
perfect
I know.
Perfect how you are. Two, you didn't all.
No. I think I definitely took some like shorts, and maybe like a beanie. You guys know when the style was like the shuffling days, and everybody had like all the different sports teams.
Oh yeah.
With the ball on top, yep. I definitely came up on a Kansas City Chiefs one.
Oh.
So you know the specific beanie. He still remembers.
I didn't want to say.
Somebody's gonna be like, "Hey, that was mine."
Bro, if there's a photo of that, you post it now because the Chiefs. Are
I went,
it?
Yeah, facts. I went to 3 middle schools, so I forgot which one I did it, but I did for sure that I wanted.
Yeah,
yeah, but you know, like the
it was just to stay warm, right?
But you know the but you know the wider schools have the nicer things.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, like and my 3rd middle school, my uniform was orange.
You had a uniform? Wait, like jail?
What do you mean?
No, it's called the fucking uniform.
No, I know, Canada, up. Why are you fighting with her? She just asked a question.
I said orange, like
yes. And what do you mean orange?
It was orange.
Orange is not a regular color.
You want to see my? You want to see my uniform in middle school?
Yeah.
It was orange, and blue.
How orange?
Like fool, like I got like a pumpkin way.
Oh,
I'm finding it for you right now.
Okay, while he looks through that, let's get into Brown Pride, you guys. Brown preside.
Okay, so Coachella's 2024 lineup has officially been announced, and the highlights include J Balvin, Peso Pluma, Young Miko, Karin León, Santa Fe Clan, Latin Mafia. I don't know who that is.
Latin
Mafia, Bizarrap, and Eddie Zuko.
Yeah, but this marks the most Latin performers at the fest since its 1999 debut. All right, they understood the Latinos. Bring them out.
Yeah,
bring them out.
There's so many others that they could have also
tapped into.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, for sure. And shout out to all the Latinos that are on this lineup.
Yep.
Are you guys a fan of festivals like that?
I've never
like super huge ones.
I've never been to Coachella.
Yeah.
Like it just feels like so much, right? Like
it feels very intimidating. Like
why?
It's like because you have to get like a house, then you have to like. You know, now you don't have to get a house, but also like things are booked up like a year in advance. Mm-hmm. The tickets are pricey.
They are expensive.
You know what I'm saying? Shout out to Dom one time. He got me tickets and it was like, they were like still $3,000. So I was like, Jesus Christ. Yeah. No, I didn't buy them. I was like, dude, this is a lot, you know? And then you have to like go with the squad. Like from what I see with other people, like you can't go here alone. You know what I'm saying? So it's like,
yeah, I'm not. Yeah. Who said, see, like there's people like,
yeah, but it's like a whole thing. They plan it in advance and all this stuff. Like for me, it's like 2 weeks before I'll be like, oh, it's Coachella. And then I'm like, do I want to go? Lineup seems cool, but I don't have anything planned.
Damn, you guys, I went to the movies by myself.
You did? Damn, you really are.
That's good. Hold on.
You could have hit me.
I don't see anything wrong with that.
Fuck you.
What?
You're enjoying your own company.
We could have gone.
That's I want to go see Aquaman 2.
Oh, how was it?
It was a good movie. I went to a cut. Fuck all the homies. I'm telling you, these are fucking lames now. Fuck my homies.
Fool, I love going to the movies. So and I only watch kids' movies because of Vic.
Yeah,
I've been wanting to watch this wrestling movie. You want to go?
Iron Claw.
Iron Claw.
Yeah, but you can't bring your son.
Bringing him. No, he doesn't. He can't watch them.
He'll get jealous of your son, too.
No, I'm serious. I'm dead ass.
You being a father and be like.
Literally, I'm like, how the fuck am I going to watch this movie?
You're so privileged. A father. Hey, I sent you the picture. I texted it to you. Look, that was our uniform. Like that orange.
Oh, okay.
This was a picture like wearing like in class somewhere.
Angie, that's totally not like jail. No wonder he spazzed at you.
Sorry, it's,
totally
it's not pumpkin like orange, jail. Not jail orange.
Fool, they used to call us pumpkins.
Yeah, you're right. And that's right.
Imagine walking around that in the ghetto.
Damn.
You know how much the bullying was at?
Hold on, I wanted to talk to you guys about best angle of Los Angeles. So the other day we were driving around like the freeways, right? And we were coming, but we were coming up the, what freeway were we coming up towards LA?
The 110?
It's the one you know. Like, you're like, this is my view of LA.
Oh, yeah, the 110.
The 110. We were driving from the 110 going towards downtown, right?
The 110 north.
So you guys are coming from...
Like the South Bay area. Like coming towards LA. And when I saw the skyline.
Yes.
It was so big. It was like you could still like far enough that you could see all of the
main buildings. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But close enough that they look together, right?
Mm-hmm.
Depending on which angle you see Los Angeles, it looks different. Like also then we started driving towards the 10, kind of like towards what's the city we were driving towards?
Towards Culver City? Towards the other way?
No, we're driving towards
towards like Commerce.
Yeah, like
Commerce. Oh, okay, okay. So you're going towards East LA.
And so then you see angle.
Yes, okay.
You see the angle de ladito of LA.
Yeah.
And it looks like all of the buildings are spread apart. Mm. Like they kind of look like there's space between them, right?
Okay.
And then there is like the angle that I see Los Angeles from, like when we're coming from the 10 to downtown, from San Gabriel.
Okay. Yes.
It looks beautiful. Like I see everything, but it looks small.
Okay.
And then I was like, wow, Vic's view of LA probably has to be the best view of Los Angeles.
Cause that's the way I always like. That's
going
how I know
from the 101 towards Los Angeles downtown.
I get what you're saying.
It's far enough away that you see all of the buildings.
Vic's
but then they
complete.
Also feel very close
yeah,
together.
Yeah. Vic's view is the most complete view.
And then he's like, if we were in Duno's view, it'd be like this. Just looking up at the building.
Okay,
but you can't really see.
This is Duno's view.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hi. Yeah. I only see one big ass building.
Yeah.
Okay, so.
So then I wanted to see what's the best view of Los Angeles, angle of LA.
Your opinion on that.
I would give it to the Nella.
Why?
Because they see.
Like Glendale.
They have the prettiest view.
Because
they're around so many like.
Mountain.
Okay, so like where I grew up, it's like where. Yeah, you're right. It's like I don't wake up and it's like.
You can see it.
I see it, but it's like right
you
here.
You see the building? Yeah. We're up close. So,
and especially.
It's like in Minecraft when it's just like the camera's right to the face.
So, and then I like the Boyle Heights view they have too. But Vic, I get what you're. Vic's view is the most complete one. Vic.
Yes. Yeah.
Vic
it's like white screen.
Yeah. You're like. It's what's the thing called panel like
panorama?
Yeah. Vic's mine is smaller, but I think it's more detailed.
Yeah,
yours is smaller. Yeah.
His looks nicer, especially like during the winter because he gets all the nice fucking the snow in the back.
You can see the mountain behind it.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can see the mountain behind it. Yeah.
But you get like the white people view. You get the white people.
Why is it white people?
Because it's like it looks like more a little more like you know what I'm saying. So that's Vic's view.
Dang, yeah. Victor, you are
when,
right.
When we...
But then, I'm sorry to Commerce, because the way it looks from there, it's just, you see the things spread out. Like, I see the spaces. It's like someone's teeth, but they have holes in the
teeth. So, to me, I really like the Nella one.
Mm-hmm.
Because just because it's a little...
That's when you're coming down, like, from Dodger Stadium.
Kind of like if you're coming from Pasadena.
Mm-hmm.
And they get to see it through, like... It's a little more like tropical, like it's kind of like if when you know you're walking something and you're about to find the land.
Yeah,
you're about to like that. That's it. Like when you're driving through the car, it's kind of more like
there it is
the fucking you know the land and shit like that. So I think it depends what. That's a good argument because I would argue that I have a pretty fire view.
The reason why I don't like the 10 view, like when we're driving from San Gabriel to downtown, is that I'll take my, it looks beautiful, then I'll take my phone out to take a picture, and then all the buildings look small. Like my eyes in person, they see it beautiful and it's big, but then it's an optical illusion because once I put my phone up, they're tiny, it doesn't look as cool.
Yeah.
Whereas Vic's one is like, this
during the
is
sunset
beautiful.
Too, it's beautiful.
Yeah, Vic has the best view.
Yeah.
He has the best view completed wise to where like. Yeah,
the skyline, it's like what you know.
Yeah. So Vic sees it from definitely like, the really dope angle, and he gets the completion. Like, Vic can always see the buildings.
Mm. Yeah.
Unless it's super duper foggy.
Facts.
But, like, yeah, damn, fuck. Damn
it. Well, it's because the way they built
stupid,
the 110.
Stupid, I look at it like this.
I know. It's because the 110, the way they built it, like, right through the heart of it. Like, it was smart the way they built it.
Mm.
Like, when I'm coming from, like, the South Bay or whatever, it's like, 105, then immediately the 110, and you're just like, you're there now.
Mm-hmm.
I could see, because look, right now I'm looking at essentially what would be my view. I'm going to send it to you, Jose. And it's still fire,
mm-hmm.
but it only looks good at night
mm-hmm.
because the lights are on. But Vic gets the nice view kind of like around the clock. Mm-hmm. Fucking Vic, you South Bay motherfuckers. No, I'm tripping on them. But also, you know what view is good for? The one from the 210.
Okay, so this is what I want to say. There's
that
a
was
view,
player.
Like, why? There's a view, and I'm thinking if it's a 2 or the 210 or the 134. It's one of those, right?
Yeah.
But, like, in between the mountains, so there's, like, two mountains, and then right in the middle of the mountains, you see the like the skyline. And I was like, that's so tight. Kind of like how he was saying, like, you see, like, it's over there. Yeah. But again, if you pull your phone out, they're tiny. And you don't
it doesn't get the same.
See, but also, like, the people from Ball Heights, they have it nice when they're driving through the bridge.
Yeah.
It, like, lights up really nice.
Yeah, right on 6th Street.
It lights up really nice.
That's beautiful, too.
That is a nice
view. Damn, fuck.
Damn, you got the bad view.
Yeah, during the day. And the night is cool, but
the
I get it.
The only worse view than your view is the Commerce view or whatever that area view is.
Or if you live literally in downtown.
Yeah.
Because then you just, you know what I'm saying? Like, you're the view.
You're the view.
Yeah.
You're my favorite view.
No, see, you're my favorite view. Damn, so the 210, nah, the 210's nice, though.
Yeah.
I'll fuck with the 210 view.
Yeah.
The 210's probably one of the nicest freeways of all time.
Yeah, I agree.
If I wish there was, like, a spot where you could just park and get a crack into the 210.
Yeah. I have this shout out. I know we're kind of a little bit short on time, you guys. Thank you for bearing with us. But, like, we got to go. If you guys want more content from us, we're trying to, like, batch create.
Yeah.
So we're going to go do a vlog. But we have shout outs. And I want to shout out these Morphine sisters from Palmdale.
Morphine.
Yeah. So it's funny because I ran into them at Doña Ana's Pozoleria in the Valley, right? Mm. We went and they recognized me and they're like, can we take a picture? And I was like, yeah, of course. And they were telling me about the bad day they had. So first of all, they're from Palmdale.
Yeah. So they wake up every day.
Yeah.
On a bad day.
But then they decided to, their family. So it was like they're the sisters and their kids and like probably a brother. So they all took the car and went to downtown. And they didn't listen to the parking instructions. They thought, like, okay, there's so much weird parking. Let me just park at a gas station. Right?
Their shit got towed.
Their shit got towed.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. And so then they had to pay money to get it out of being towed. But it's like, you don't expect that, right?
No.
Yeah. And then I realized, like, if you're not from here, you think, like, oh, I could just park at the gas station. In L.A. L.A. parking is a whole... Like, it's a business in itself. It's an industry in itself, right? Yeah. So I felt really bad for them, but they listened to the pod. And I was like, dude, I'll make sure to shout you guys out. But that story's crazy.
I'm sorry that you have to pay that. Sometimes you don't have to pay it necessarily. You know what I'm saying? Oh, if you get a ticket, I'm saying. No, they have to pay the toll.
Yeah.
They have to get their car.
Yeah.
Boom, that's a wag,
like,
dog.
Going for the trip. Already it's a long drive for you to go from Palmdale to downtown. You bring everybody. You stack everybody in, right? Mm-hmm. You go de compras or whatever you went for, right? So you can't find parking. I know it's a hassle to find parking.
And especially if you're coming from Palmdale, there's parking every fucking
And you know what's crazy? I bet you the attendant at the gas station, she just knows, like, another one. Here's another one. Here's another one.
You know what
they
sucks?
Think they can pull into the gas station, just park there and go.
That's going to, like, shape their view of L.A. Like, I don't want to go back over there. I got my car towed the last time I went.
Yeah.
It's so annoying. You can't park anywhere. Like, that's how people start bad-mouthing a city because of little experiences like that.
And it's usually parking.
Mm-hmm.
That's crazy. Damn. Yeah. You know what the fuck happened? I haven't gotten a ticket in a very long time.
Good.
And I got two in a week. Dude.
Wait, what? I got one the other day, too. Fucking Hollywood,
karma,
dog.
Karma. They're
30. Dog.
Okay.
Two in one week?
So I'm like,
I got two tickets at once.
So you got more tickets than you got girls? That's crazy.
I'm a mom. Why can't they give out bitches like they give out tickets?
Oh, God.
Okay, but look, like, born and raised in L.A., right? Obviously, especially downtown L.A. So I know, like, the finesse spots, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, like, I know, okay, double park, boom. And, like, they're not tripping. It's a one-way. I pull up. It's fucking rare. This is my rule. On a Sunday, they're not giving tickets. It's like...
Mm-hmm.
That's your rule?
It's like usually a thing.
That's the rule.
Ask me if I got two fucking tickets on a Sunday.
On a Sunday?
Dog, I got one. I want to go pull up on Denner PZ. And usually, I already know the finesse. Like,
double park.
Oh, cool. No. I parked in the red. But I'm like, it's Sunday. But it's Sunday. Like,
it's
that's
like no rules apply on Sunday.
Like, well, who the fuck, what parking meter like works on a Sunday?
So then I park and then I got a ticket. Mm-hmm. But that fool was cool. He gave me a ticket for being on the red, but not next to a bomba. Because, you know, those are the ones that they really hit you with the fire hydrant.
Yeah.
They really, and then I put up to the homie Demos pad and I usually finesse like this little parking right there.
Yeah.
And I just park normal. And I'm guessing this will realize that. And me being like, oh, I always park here. I've left my car here overnight, nothing. I parked it the total opposite way the cars were going just because I always do that. And I got a ticket. Damn.
The same day?
I was hot.
Or the same week?
Same week.
Bro, I got two in a day. Two in a day parking. I usually park inside my little gate. But I don't know why I couldn't park there. I think they were, like, working on the apartment. So I parked on the side in the red. But I'm like, dude, it's, like, already after, like, a certain time, like 8 p.m. or something, like they're not tripping. So I got the ticket for parking on the street, $93. That's and Yeah, that's super fucking bad. $93?
You're rich. You're rich.
No, I'm not. And then they gave me a $25 ticket for no license plate displayed.
Damn.
See, fucking haters.
See, that fool was being a hater.
Hey,
that,
LA, that's some hater shit.
There's some, no, there's probably some shit like they're pressing them to get more tickets.
You know what it is.
It's like, bro, that shit is displayed.
It's the top of the year.
Yes.
That's what it is.
Top of the year. Yeah. So just be careful out there. That stuff you're thinking, Los Angeles, that stuff you're thinking about doing, don't do it.
Yeah, for the fucking captains are like, you guys, we haven't bought in enough tickets. The city guys.
Because you know what happens here? It's holiday. We just passed the holidays.
Yeah.
Se pasan de verga the police if they give you tickets there. Mm-hmm. Like that's when they're chilling. Like, you know, it's Christmas. I'm not gonna do it. But then come January, they're like, "Hey, all that nice that you were doing in December that no one sped apparently. Damn. Now you gotta get them."
They got my ass.
Yeah.
Fuck.
Instantly $130.
Just be careful, y'all. Be careful till at least February.
Yeah, I feel like them food are the most hated in Los Angeles.
The ticket fools, the meter maids.
I've always thought, like, what happens if like someone were to assault that vehicle?
Dog, the other day, when he was giving me the ticket, I saw him, and I'm like, "You fucking bitch!"
You told him?
I'm like, "You fucking lame!"
And I was just
like,
"Catch him!"
He just looked back at me, but obviously, I'm not a come on, dick. Like, I'm not supposed to park there. Like, clearly, it's usually confusing when it has three signs with three different times, and I could be like, "Okay, that's my fault," or like, you know, I already know what time it is. But I'm like, "Oh, you fucking asshole, you fucking piece of shit." So pop that fool's tires.
That would have made that a little bit worth it if I could have like talked shit to the guy that gave me the.
And then I'm like, "Dog, you're parked in the red." I'm like, "You fucking dickhead." Dog, I was hot, fool. But shout out them girls. Cause damn, that's whack, dog. Driving to LA.
Yeah.
And your shit gets
towed. That's a nightmare.
Poor baby girls.
That sounds like
and
a
they
nightmare.
Were cute, by the way.
Were they with their baby daddies?
No, they were.
Sister boys.
The Morphine sisters.
The Morphine.
You gotta drive to Palmdale.
Now they gotta drive out here.
They gotta drive out here.
No, they don't wanna get the tickets.
Come get their shit towed and tore it up. By the way, I have my own parking. So, you know, your car won't get towed. I got parking.
Oh, that's nice.
And I also want to shout out Heyruka. So, Cecilia, she did, if you went to our live show, if you saw the live show, she does the graphics in the background. She's incredible. She does cool, like, airbrush vibes.
Shout out Cecilia.
And she also has a dog que me mandó. I broke it. She's trying to be a hoochie mama now. She's so cute. This makes me want to go to Build-A-Bear and get a bear. A bear. Make my own bear. I used to have one when I was little, and the boys have a lot of bears and stuff now, and I feel like they'll steal it from me. But low-key, this feels comforting.
Those are my favorite TikToks.
Yeah.
What?
Watching people get, like, Build-A-Bears with voices.
That's
like,
so sad. I'm not going to do that.
And then it's just like, you know.
With the people
that passed away.
Yeah, their voice.
Oh, that is sad.
Dude, that's
and they it's cry. So sad. It's the saddest thing.
Saddest shit of all time.
Have you cried?
I watched one TikTok one time and I was like, damn.
Yeah. Dolió tu corazón?
I was like, fuck, that's hard, homie.
Yeah.
Or like, you know how right now the trend is like me with my best friend. And then me with my best friend again, and they're like passed away now. Like, holy shit.
No, I've seen one. Okay, so like, let's say like it was me and Duno, right? And we took a photo. And so it'll be like 36 and 23, right? And then it'll go to another photo when it's like 38 and 23. So like that they stayed the age because they passed. So you're kinda like,
knock on wood.
Oh my God, that's so sad.
But it's real. Like I've seen those, but it catches you. And then it's like in the transitions that they have.
Fuck, that's sad.
Yeah.
Yeah, I shout out the sad TikToks.
That's
I'm here for them, but I feel.
Speaking of sadness.
One more shout out. Wait, before we get to sadness. Shout out to Jeff.
Shout out
our
Jeff.
Producer. Look, he did this. This really dope. It's like part of, sorry.
Oh.
This is what it is. So it's like a trading card of a model that he took a photo of, and it's like holographic and everything.
That's so tight. Like
the packaging is
she's incredible. Bad too. I mean, I don't know if she's somebody's wife or anything, but
I'm happy to see what you do with my photos, Jeff. But that's super tight.
So he said he did five of them. That's one of five.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah,
and this is the shirt that accompanies it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
super fire.
This is dope. And then have Echoes World. So shout out Jeff, our producer, Echoes World. You feel me? In the back. You know what I'm saying?
That's super dope.
Trading card of some biddies. I'm not mad at that. That should be a trend,
gotta
Jeff.
Catch them all.
Hey, Jeff, if you need me in a shirtless flick, that'll be an expensive trading card right there.
So crazy. Let me see the shirt.
The shirt is fire, too.
Yeah. So shout out Jeff. It's dope. Oh, yeah. Here you go.
It's a box.
Wow. That's cool beans.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, we could get some.
I think we have like, it's okay to be sad, by the way. I hit up Duno and I was like, "Hey Duno, I'm sad, but I also need vibes. Send me a playlist." And he's like, all right, bit. He's like, what kind of sad? And I'm just like, sad. And he sent me like a mix of a bunch of songs.
Oh, that's really
First
nice.
Of all, the Four Bats or Eight Bats.
Oh, Four Bats. Yeah, he's dope.
Yeah, which I don't think is a sad song, but he was just giving me vibes.
It's vibes.
I think he's giving me vibes, right?
Yeah.
And then Santa Feclano's in there.
Oh, yeah, Santa Feclano's in there, yeah.
And then my baby girl, Yaelin, has also been sending me stuff. And I'm like, that, like, just out of nowhere, she'll send me a sad song. And it's nice. Like, I know it's like, you don't want to be sad. But yeah. I appreciate that because it's like it's that connection and that's like that sharing, right? Yeah. And then I send her songs that made me sad, and it was just a whole bit of thing. But it's cool to have those people that you can be sad with. But speaking of Yaelin, my little sad baby girl.
Speaking of Yaelin,
it's Yaelin's birthday. Yay. Come here. I know you were waiting for it. She's like, well, they remember. I put it on the calendar.
Not on my calendar.
I know, Yaelin. Can you tell us about what happened?
Oh, so you don't have a mic here. Just speak.
No, there's a mic right there.
Teach for you. Where are you from?
Yucatan.
Yeah. You all look straight Oaxacan out.
She does not look Oaxacan. Well, no. Shout out to the Oaxacan.
Yeah, shout out to all the Oaxacan people. Shout out Bricia Lopez from Galeguetza.
Hey, if we did it.
Me neither. Hey,
I know that's why. It's okay. I got you. I'll connect it to you. Hey, has anybody ever told you that you have like cat eyes?
No, but
he has no bitches and he's trying to get bitches. Leave him
alone.
I used to get made fun of. Like, picture they'd be like, open your eyes. I can't smile and open my eyes at the same time.
Try it.
Like, I smile.
Wow.
Oh, she's so cute.
So
Yaelin is no longer a teenager.
No, no longer.
She's 20 years old.
I've joined the club.
Welcome to the club, Perrito. Yeah. It's just cool over here, you know what I'm saying?
Damn.
How does it feel? How has your first day of 20 been?
A little stressful.
Why?
Because of us.
Because I'm like, please, everyone, me on time.
It's more stressful that we forgot to.
I know. He pulled up and he was like, shitting on me. And then I forgot who said something. I think it was like Vic. Oh, how's your birthday going? He's like, it's your birthday for real?
I was like, damn, I would have walked in with a better energy.
I know. He walked in late.
Mad.
What the fuck?
He offered to come at 10 a.m.
Yeah.
He offered before anyone said anything about
time. I love Yaelin because she's giving my energy of, hey, you told me this, fucking do it.
And then it's like 10:30 and I'm like, damn, don't.
I have a reason why I was late.
It's okay.
My reason for why I was late was because I went to get you flowers. Can you do this?
Flowers for Yaelin.
Baby girl Yaelin.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
I got bright ones because you're my little brightness.
Chill, Andy. Don't get jealous, Andy. Chill. It's because she like one morenita more than the other one.
No. Stop it. Stop morenitaing them.
I know. I have Angie's
and it's beautiful birthday. To be morenita.
I have Angie's birthday on my calendar.
It's not on my calendar, fool.
Angie's funny. Angie, like, if it's not her, she's like, fuck you, fool.
It didn't exist.
At Power, we were talking about, I'm like, I got to go pick up some stuff for Yaelin. And then Angie's like, it's her birthday? And I was like, yeah. She's like, but she didn't put it in the calendar.
It's not on my phone. Yeah. And it's not on Duno's calendar
it's
either.
It's definitely not on my calendar. So I wouldn't remember.
Yeah. I was like,
what are your plans for your birthday?
Just like, cry.
It's okay.
Yaelin,
okay, cry? He wants to cry.
Yaelin, while you're here, I want to suggest something. As your homie, right? You're like little sis. Can you like remove us from your like close friends when you do your thirst traps?
Actually, I removed you a long time ago. But you accidentally were on there like once.
Hold on. And what thirst traps?
No, I don't, liar.
Victor? Oh,
Victor!
Fucking.
She doesn't do thirst traps.
She does on her close friends.
She's on my close friends.
Yeah. Yaelin? She's so innocent.
Yeah, what is her thirst trap?
She did a thirst trap and I was like,
what is
she
show?
Oh, Vic brought you a cake. Wow. Yeah.
Watch him trip. Watch him trip.
Happy birthday to you.
Thirst trap girl.
Happy birthday to you.
May do no horny.
Wait,
happy birthday to Yaelin.
Happy birthday to you.
I'm so dead.
Okay.
But yeah.
Okay, blow it out.
Blow them all, fucker.
But don't like do no.
I know, oh my God.
It's only for her close friends.
Dude, does Yaelin not post thirst traps sometimes on her close
friends? I've never seen them.
That's you see?
Yeah, it's just you.
I've never seen them. Oh, maybe she sent them directly to you.
No. That means you saw over her and you got turned on and then you think it's a thirst trap.
And then he's like, because they spoofs are on there that. Too.
I've never seen that. I mean, I'm in her close friends, but I never see any thirst traps.
All right, make a wish.
Okay. Wait, do I say my wish or no?
No, fucker, no. Fool. You never had a birthday?
No, I haven't.
That's
so
sad, Yaelin.
You never had a birthday?
Yay!
Now you have to tell us.
I can tell you my wish?
No.
Wait, I'm so lost now.
Damn,
it's
fool.
So sad.
What's the thirst trap? What was it? You remember it.
No, I don't. It was like fast, and I just skipped, and then I threw up.
What was it?
But also, Yaelin one time texted me once that she wanted to come to my softball game.
She did go to your softball game.
And you were like, dog, I left.
It was done for.
So you had her meet you up, and it was around 10 o'clock at
night. No, oh my God. No,
it was around 10 o'clock at night. Yes, true or not true?
No, I don't think it was. Yes. Like
it was
like
9.
Oh, it was 9 o'clock at night.
I'm like, that makes a difference.
Okay, first of all, let's make this fucking very fucking
cool. I'm not even going to talk about how you called me, because I won't.
You called her.
Oh, my God. That's not a problem. Okay, no, Yaelin, now you got to explain making
the narrative. You're furthering the narrative.
Yaelin, you were at a gallery.
I was at a gallery.
And what city?
Like, I don't know.
What
like,
city was it?
La Brea.
Okay, Melrose. So you went from Melrose to where was his game at?
I was going back to
where
Downey.
Was his game
Downey.
At?
In Downey.
Yeah.
From Melrose to Downey, and then he left her.
Is that far?
Yeah, that's why you ain't got no bitches. That's why you got no bitches.
Me and my homegirl were like, oh, we're gonna go see Duno play. I am like, hey, fool, you still playing? He's like, nah, fool, I fucking left already.
Oh, he played you?
And I was like, fool, you literally hit the ball once and left.
No, okay. Let's fucking make this fucking very fucking clear right now. Yaelin's ugly as shit to me and I don't like her.
Oh my God.
She might be her. It's her birthday.
What the me though? Okay, let's make
Yaelin
this.
Yaelin is beautiful.
She's beautiful to whoever wants to bone her. That's on you. But like, just keep me the fuck away from.
It's okay to think someone's beautiful and just think, and not want to bone them.
Not sexualize them. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Well, Yaelin no, you got her sexualizing the situation.
No, you.
I didn't think she was ugly till now.
The first thing that she did when she sat down is you talked about her eyes. Like,
yeah.
And then her.
I said she looked like a fucking cat. No, God damn it, man. Fuck this shit.
Yaelin's beautiful, by the way. She has dimples. She has beautiful eyes. She has a great heart. She'll remember everything about you. Literally everything.
Yeah, she's an amazing person, by the way. You're fucking great. Okay. You called me.
Put it in the comments. Do you think Duno?
No.
Such a weird fucking narrative.
No. You're showing your freaking true colors right now. You're
what 24? The fuck am I saying? I'm about to prove up this fucking point of proof, whatever the fuck.
You're stuttering.
Okay.
Why are you nervous? No. It's just Yaelin.
On Tuesday of that week, I just joined the softball league on Thursdays. And then I thought the games were in East LA because the homies that I joined their shit, they work for East LA Recreation Park.
You didn't tell me that, liar.
But I'm saying just in general.
That's where your brain was.
That's where. And then I remember Yaelin was like, oh, I'm gonna pull up to your softball game. I'm like, cool. So Yaelin called me and she's like, hey, where's your softball game? I'm gonna pull up with my homegirl. And I was like, pull up. I send her the address at 9:22 p.m. Mm-hmm. My game was at 9:30. At what time did you call me that you were there?
10.
I told you that they met at 10, though.
10 p.m.?
That's not bad. I would think the game is still going
like 30
on.
Minutes.
Yeah, 30 minutes?
No.
How long is the softball game?
I wish I could fucking check my call out from
5. A 5-minute game, you hit the ball and left.
No.
You showed up, said, peace.
No, see, I can't even. Can you check your calls from? Oh, you can. What day was this? Okay. Fucking prove my fucking point.
I don't know.
It's the 11th.
Oh, you remember the time she called you?
No, I'm checking the text. Fuck you, Letty.
What was she wearing?
Yeah.
Let me see.
So you called him? You initiated everything?
No, he called me, dog. He called me about some other, like,
situation. Business,
yeah. Some things that we got to work
so nervous about.
And I was like, okay. And he was like,
hey, pull up.
No,
pull up.
I was like, okay.
Hey, pull up is cool.
And then he asked me. No, I think you were like, oh, it's because I'm getting ready to go to my softball game. I was like,
oh,
where?
Yeah, I called you about, like, some business shit, yes. Okay, you called me at 9:22, and our next call was at 10:34. So the game was 1 hour.
Our next call.
And she fucking.
You spelled my name wrong.
I spell everybody's name wrong. I don't even know my mom's real name, dog. That's how life is. But look, she missed call at 10:34.
Okay.
That she was just so what is that?
You were so mad.
No, the game was done. I'm going home.
And I pulled up to Downey, and all these like sketchy people were like out there, and I was like, I'm just looking for my friend.
You gotta tell her that to not come anymore when
she's the girl.
I'm fucking mid. You know, fucking,
no,
I'm playing.
You're playing softball.
Dog, it's competitive. It's a competitive league. I have another game this Thursday, and you guys want to come see me?
Nobody's going. We're going to pull up. It's gone. There's not even a softball field there.
What time is it? At midnight?
Yaelin, bye. Happy birthday.
We love you, Yaelin.
Take your fucking cake with you.
No te voy a mitar.
I don't want to fucking go anymore.
Okay.
You don't want to go where anymore?
Oh, my fucking God. Oh, this place? This
you know
terrible.
What? You're not invited. You're not invited to my non-plan.
Your non-plan, though.
My non-plan.
If it's this is gonna drop on Thursday, but Yaelin likes cats a lot. So send her photos of cats. That's what
yes,
I
do. Yes.
I send her cat photos.
That's every time I see your notification, I'm already like $10. It's cats. A picture of a cat. Actually, you let me down yesterday because you sent me a picture of something else. Yeah. And I was just, I lost a bet and I was like,
oh yeah. Damn. Man, fuck out of here.
Shout out to Peso, my cat, and Puchito. Leave this in.
Leave this
in. Leave this in.
That's what you told Duno?
No, stop. This is sickening. Get the fuck out.
Don't forget to buy merch at brownbagpod.com.
Oh, bro, if we even have any left.
I know.
I came with Thank Angie. You guys. Angie was packing orders of the of
Friday,
the
I kid
sweaters.
You not, I got home at 5 p.m. And I got here at 10:30
a.m.
Wow. Yeah.
Because I think we only have four.
Four of the black
four blacks,
hoodies.
Black hoodies left.
Yeah.
And Duh. We have more of the neutral ones. Because I feel like we took photos of you and them.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But in the vlog, I'm going to wear the neutral one.
The neutral, which so is the, yeah. The lighter one.
Those are
one.
Fly. I know yeah. You probably haven't seen how they look, but they yeah. Look so yeah. Fly.
And it's guys and girls, so both yeah. Both wear it.
Yeah.
I mean, I think any color for a hoodie.
I
now,
have I both. I love them. I'll just wear the ones yesterday.
People, my homies asked me for something. They tried to rob my shit. I got down with them real quick. I told them, you can't take this from my car. I'm telling you. If,
yeah. No.
So, yeah. Support. Go buy it on brownbagpod.com. Because those hoodies are amazing. So again, shout out Angie.
Yeah, that yes.
You know what I'm saying?
And let us know if you want us to restock. Or if you want
that
to
was the second restock.
That was second restock. Yeah. Yeah. So wow. Tier one, tier two, tier three is going to be a little more expensive, fellas.
Yeah.
Get it together now. Get it together. This has been another episode of Brown Bag.
Yeah.
Episode 123. Oh, and we're...
Un, dos, tres.
All right, you guys, Brown Bag Podcast, we love you guys. Make sure you guys like, comment, subscribe. Listen to us on all streaming platforms as well. Mm-hmm. If your ears work better than your fucking eyes. And if you ever want to smoke meth, don't ever do it. It's bad for you kids. Stay in school. Don't do drugs.
That's right.
And get a haircut every week. It makes you feel good about yourself.
That's right.
Yes.
Yes. And ladies, you don't need a BBL. Normie's is back. You know what I'm saying? Ladies, if you want to be you.
Yes.
That's right. We like that.
You don't need makeup. Maybe sometimes, but it's that depends on you.
Wow.
Don't drink or drive. Call an Uber.
Mm-hmm.
And don't drink at all.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Dry January. Yeah. Still going.
Tips for the toddlers.
Tips for the toddlers. Toddlers, get it fucking together and throw up on random people. Throw up on your moms only. And if you decide to pee on somebody, make sure it's like... towards the shirt, not the face.
Yes.
You know, toddlers love to pee on people. I've been mm-hmm. seeing that lately. Mm-hmm. I don't know why. Just people getting pissed on. I'm like, yeah. Oh, shit, that's crazy.
That's crazy.
Make you want to adopt and not have. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, tips for dog lovers.
Dog lovers. Stop letting your dog that much.
Yeah. Buy them it, has a, it has a short lifespan. Yeah.
Okay.
Tips for the elderly.
Tips for the elderly. Ya muerta la verga.
Bye, you guys.